Hello and welcome to episode 723 of the official EstablishTheRun.com podcast. My name is Adam Levitan. I am one of the co-founders here at ETR, and we are back, baby. Yes, that's right. It is time to resume the weekly show you absolutely, positively cannot live without. It is Market Monday. For those of you who weren't here for this last summer, each Monday, right here, I will be going over the biggest risers and fallers in average draft position, aka ADP, in the best ball markets. I'll discuss whether I'm buying or selling these players at their new prices and why. The idea is simply to get you up to speed very quickly on what's happening out there in drafts and how to adjust. Our big goal with this, and really with all our content, is simply to give you reliable information to help you navigate the best ball streets right now. It's just insane, some of the stuff that we see out there. Hot takes, absurd rankings, wild theories that are almost certainly negative EV. Just stuff that gets people torched, but it gets a lot of attention because it's so loud, you know, and we're here to cut through all of that for you. Remember that if you are a best ball subscriber at ETR, it's just $39.99 for the whole summer, by the way. You have access to all our continuously updating best ball rankings. We're covering five sites right now, context around those rankings, live streams, strategy articles, lots more. Full list of ADP risers and fallers, not just the ones I'm going to talk about today, with context and article is up as well. Head to EstablishTheRun.com for more there. All right, let's begin with the biggest best ball risers from the last 7 days. Xavier Worthy is up 13.7 spots on Underdog to 56.8 overall. I mean, this Worthy steam is just a runaway train. And I understand why. You know, he steals the show at the NFL Combine, breaks the record, 4-2-140. Then the Chiefs trade up to get him at 28 overall. He gets the round one draft capital, and he gets the nut landing spot with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. And then over the last couple weeks, the chances of a Rashee Rice suspension have just gone through the roof. You know, we have the Lambeau incident where Rice fled the scene. We have the old stuff from college where Rice allegedly was involved in some incidents at SMU. Some teams took him off their board ahead of the draft. And now we have the latest thing from a few days ago or last week, Rashee Rice allegedly punched some dude he hired to do a photo shoot at a club. I don't know what's true, you know, but the bottom line is the expectation now is Rashee Rice is going to be suspended for at least four games. James Palmer, formerly of NFL Network, saying at least half the season. The tea leaves just aren't great on Rashee Rice. Chiefs seem prepared for it. Add Hollywood Brown. Bring back Travis Kelce. Draft Xavier Worthy in round one. I had heard that they really wanted to sign Zay Jones before he ended up signing with Arizona last week. So on Xavier Worthy specifically, look, anytime a dude weighs under 170 pounds, the bust risk is there. It just is. And yeah, you can say it's hard to fail when you have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. But we've seen it plenty. Mecole Hardman failed. Kadarius Toney failed. MVS sucked. Even Rashee Rice last year, the Chiefs needed him so badly. But Andy Reid coddled him. They only played Rashee Rice for like a third of the snaps for the first half plus of the year. They're running out guys like Justin Watson and MVS. It was a joke. So yeah, as a player, as a landing spot, I love Worthy. I really do. But we're talking about 57 overall now. 57. Just massive opportunity cost for a guy on a half PPR site with a really wide range of outcomes. And it's so early in the process, I don't think the Worthy ADP will be higher come August. Like, I don't think he's going to start going in the 40s. Could certainly start going in the 60s or 70s. So I think as part of Patrick Mahomes' stacks, I'll bite the bullet on this 57 ADP for now on Xavier Worthy, or at least consider it. But I actually prefer Marquise Brown to Worthy right now. And in that, I mean, just the range of outcomes is just so much tighter. Maybe Marquise Brown doesn't have the same ceiling outcome that Worthy has, but I think Marquise Brown range of outcomes is better. And in that 57 overall range of ADP, give me Anthony Richardson, give me Mark Andrews, give me Marquise Brown, give me Kyle Pitts, Ducks, give me Kenneth Walker. All those guys are really strong plays, I think, in that mid-50s range of ADP, just more solid plays. Second riser I wanted to talk about today was Zamir White. Zamir White is up 7.6 spots to 81st overall on Underdog. this continues to be the fallout from the NFL draft, where the Raiders used only one of their 8 picks at running back, and it was a 6th round pick on pass catching specialist Dylan Laub. So barring a surprise, Raiders will enter the season with Zamir White, Alexander Mattison, who was one of the worst running backs in the NFL last year, and probably one of Laub or Amir Abdullah active on Sundays. It's a pretty big vote of confidence for Zamir after the Raiders lost Josh Jacobs in free agency. And to me, it's an example of self-scouting, right? Over the final 4 games of last year, when Josh Jacobs was hurt, Zamir White averaged 21 carries and 3.3 targets per game. I mean, that is just truly elite volume at the running back position these days. I don't care who your quarterback is, how few touchdowns the team will score. And so Zamir White, who has the potential to touch the ball 20 times a game, going at 81 overall, I think that speaks to what's going on in the best ball streets right now on Underdog. The wide receiver thirst is so heavy, running backs are so devalued, that we can get 15 plus touches from a running back at 81 overall. And this is not the dead zone where there's opportunity cost. This is round 7, 8, 9. Now, on Underdog, I'm not as comfortable going 0 here RB because of the format. It's so touchdown heavy. You know, flex at running back is totally fine on Underdog. But on DraftKings, it's just a no-brainer for me to go 0 RB, hero RB. And if you go to the best ball tab on the site and the DraftKings tab, Herzing and I both have a bunch of content on how we like to play on DraftKings, and it is way different. So this 0 RB, hero RB stuff, and try to hit on later round running backs, Zamir White is certainly in the crosshairs for me. David Montgomery, Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren, Tony Pollard and Tajay Spears, James Conner and Cedric Benson, Raheem Mostert, Javonte Williams, Devin Singletary, Zeke and Dowdle, Charbonnet, Jerome Ford. I mean, there's just a lot of options in that 8, 9, 10, 11, 12th round range at the running back position. So we'll be doing more content soon on how to play the running back landscape. Stay tuned for that. Speaking of the running back landscape, third riser I wanted to talk about was Ezekiel Elliott, old friend, the blob himself, Zeke Elliott, up 22.1 spots on Underdog to 128.6 overall. This move is still steaming from the perfect storm, the simple fact that the Cowboys didn't draft any running backs despite a massive need. And then right after the draft, they bring back Zeke. So let's be clear on a couple things. First, Dallas's offense is going to be good. Yeah, the offensive line is worse. Yes, they have depth issues, but I'd be really surprised if this offense is not top 10 in yards per play and in touchdowns per game. Still really talented, and that's certainly good for whoever is playing running back. And second, while in theory, Dallas could trade for someone like Damian Pierce or Miles Sanders, or maybe someone like Jeff Wilson gets cut, I think the trade route is somewhat unlikely. I mean, if you're the Dallas, you can't give up more than a 6th or 7th round pick for a running back. And at that point, why wouldn't the Texans or Panthers just keep those guys for depth? So I think the depth chart is reasonably likely to be Zeke, Rico Dowdle, Deuce Vaughn in some type of committee. Zeke is, I mean, he has to be the slowest running back in the league. Can't do anything explosive. But in terms of goal line running and catching the football, he's probably Dallas's best option. I mean, Tony Pollard was bad last year, and they still used him so much. Obviously, coaches love Zeke, and pass protection also keeps him on the field. So on some of these 0 RB, hero RB teams that I mentioned, I don't mind taking Zeke in Underdog's touchdown heavy format round 11, round 12 or so. I'm okay with that. Let's get to this week's fallers. Going to talk about 3 of them here. First faller is Brock Bowers. Brock Bowers is down 15.7 spots to round 99 overall. Awful landing spot for Brock Bowers, and that's still getting corrected in the best ball markets. Talked about it on the Field Yates pod. You know, when your quarterbacks are AOC and Minshew, Michael Mayer is there with 35th overall draft capital from last year. It's a bad landing spot. There's no doubt. But sometimes you just have to close your eyes and bet on talent. And Bowers plays a different position than Michael Mayer. I do not expect Brock Bowers to line up in line much at all. Expect a ton of 2 tight end sets out of the Raiders overall. And the bottom line for me is, if Brock Bowers is as good as all the scouts and tape bros say, he will earn targets and he will be productive on them if he's that good. And he fills the tight end spot. So as Bauer slips into the hundreds, I'm fine with him. I probably prefer David Njoku there for now when I need tight end, and especially prefer Njoku because it sets up backdoor stacks with Deshaun Watson, which I really like. But if Bowers keeps slipping down to 115 and I'm in need of tight end, I have no problem with that. And if I have no tight ends and I'm on the clock at 105 or something and Brock Bowers is there and Njoku is gone, I'm fine with that. Second faller is Keenan Allen, down 9 spots to 52.7 overall on Underdog. So all these Bears guys are slipping in the wake of Rome Odunze falling to the Bears at 9 overall in the NFL draft. Rome Odunze's ADP is way down. DJ Moore I've seen slip in drafts. And Keenan Allen's ADP has really been cratering. And I think it's an interesting thought exercise. You know, how many high ADP players can Caleb Williams support as a rookie? As of now, we have DJ Moore, 26.6 overall ADP. Keenan, 52.7. Rome Odunze, 65.7. Swift is going 83rd. Cole Kmet, 135th. I mean, you're asking a lot out of Caleb Williams, especially for a team who will almost certainly have some bad weather games down the stretch in best ball crunch time. So on Underdog, I'm going to let Keenan Allen slide a bit more into that late 50s, early 60s range. It's just so touchdown heavy on Underdog, and Keenan has never been a touchdown scorer, even when he was the clear alpha. But on DraftKings, where a reception is worth so much, I still like taking Keenan as he slides there. You know, the guy has just earned targets at such an incredible rate his entire career. I don't expect that to stop. Last follower to talk about today is A.D. Mitchell. A.D. Mitchell, the rookie, is down 20.5 spots, 115th overall. And Josh Downs is down as well. He's down to 137th overall. I think A.D. Mitchell's draft capital continues to have people avoiding him to some degree. If the Colts had taken A.D. Mitchell somewhere in the first round, there's no way he'd be going late. There's no way he'd be sliding 21 spots. But all these rumors about off-field stuff, and next thing you know, he falls to the Colts. I mean, he was the, I believe, 11th wide receiver drafted. He falls to the Colts at 20th overall pick in the second round. Not in the first round, the second round. And so the NFL let us know what they think of A.D. Mitchell. 10 wide receivers before him, 20th pick of the second round. That, I think we have to respect that. You could say it's all the off-field stuff. I don't know. But he lands in a spot where they will be very run-heavy under Anthony Richardson and with Jonathan Taylor there. They'll be run-heavy around the goal line. And they have a target hog already in Michael Pittman. So yeah, the landing spot is bad. I just can't do A.D. Mitchell at 114th overall on Underdog. There is this unreal thirst for both rookies and wide receivers on Underdog. I mean, in our rankings, we have A.D. Mitchell 151st overall, not even close to the 114 where he's going, which sucks because I do like A.D. Mitchell as a player and I want to be all in on Anthony Richardson. But to get A-Rich stacked, and I do like having him at least single stacked, it's either reach a little for Michael Pittman right now or reach a lot for A.D. Mitchell. So far when I've been drafting, I've ended up with a lot of A-Rich Josh Downs stacks just due to price. I mean, Josh Downs at 137 overall, I like that. So hopefully the Mitchell price gets more palatable down the line and we'll be able to add him into some A-Rich stacks. But for now, man, it's a lot. It's expensive on A.D. Mitchell. All right. That is going to do it for the first Market Monday of the 2024 NFL season, NFL fantasy football season. We'll be back each week. Hope you guys enjoy this. Hope you guys get value out of it. If you want more on Best Ball, our brand new Best Ball sub, once again, is live. It's $40 for the whole summer. You can find details at establishtherun.com. If you have not subscribed to the establishtherun.com podcast yet, it is indeed free. Be sure you have it in your queue by searching for it anywhere podcasts are found and hitting the subscribe button. Also, be sure you're following me on Twitter for a ton more player takes at Adam Levitan, all one word. And be sure you're subscribed to our YouTube. It's free. And there's a ton of content on there that does not hit this pod feed. For producer Luke, for editor Jackson, for Jerry, I am Adam. Good luck, everybody.